Bonjour, Gina Suru pour la radio du cinéma. J'ai l'honneur de recevoir au micro Nicolas Alexander, le scénariste, réalisateur et acteur principal du film Touch, qui a été programmé, on va dire, au cours du 19e Holly Short Film Festival. La projection s'est tenue il y a 2 jours. How was your screening, Nicolas?
Bonjour, everybody. It was amazing. It was truly amazing. We had a good turnout. In fact, I'd actually say we had a great turnout. I think we maybe had almost 20, 30 people there. So very exciting and a lot of good feedback. It was amazing to see everything on the big screen with everybody. So that was the first time my cast, my crew, my producers got to see it on the big screen.
Congratulations. Your film screened in the thriller block. Can you talk us a little bit about the thriller element into the story?
Yes. there's a couple surprises. In fact, there's two big ones. So yeah, it's one of those slow burn films that, you know, has a couple that leads into a couple twists at the end. But you know, it's really a cross between a drama and a thriller. It's really a drama at its core, with, you know, a couple of, you know, crazy turns at the end. So I guess that's what brings the thriller element to it.
You are the author of this film, on top of being, of course, the lead. Can you talk to us a little bit about being maybe not alone, but on your own as a part of success? Is it important?
Yes. Yeah. Oui. It was, you know, it's a unique experience. It's very unique. Directing, acting, writing, and, you know, ultimately being a lead producer and the lead catalyst. You know, it was, I'd done it with sketch comedy and smaller stuff, but when you're running a full-on production, you know, you have to really prepare yourself mentally ahead of time, even before you ever get in. And that's, I think, the one, you know, place where we excelled is we did a great job in development and pre-production.
With your co-star, Ramsay Phillips, in the film, you definitely have a little bit of a twist in your relationship, like brothers fighting for some form of redemption. Can you talk to us a little bit about that relationship the two characters have in Touch?
Yes. So me and Ramsay have actually, we've been close friends for a long time. We were roommates for a decade, and we went to the same acting class, so I knew him very well as an actor. And so I ultimately told him and I told my producers, I wouldn't have done the film if he wouldn't have signed on. If he would have said no for me, I wouldn't have moved forward. So, you know, I knew I wrote this role for him. I knew that he could do it. I knew that he would excel with it. He's great at playing the villain. And so as soon as he signed on, I was like, it's full go. You know, let's do this. And he did a wonderful, amazing job. I'm so proud of him and happy for him. And, you know, I didn't have to direct him that much. You know, we talked a lot in pre-production, and he understood, you know, his character and what, you know, where I wanted to take him. And I just trusted him, you know, as we got into production. And, you know, there was very minimal, you know, corrections and changes that I had to give him while we were on set. So he was magnificent.
You definitely have a lot of chemistry on the screen. And I don't want to talk about the end of your film because I don't want to reveal all the narrative. But as we are here on the Japan House rooftop, just before the ISA panel for screenwriters, I want to ask you, you are also an actor mostly. Yeah. So how much do you think that being an author or a writer per se is a necessary step into your actor's career to maybe get to the next level?
Yes. So I've started out as an actor. That's what I came out to LA for. And I found a talent for writing, and that I was an amazing writer. I taught myself how to write. I'm a very visual learner, and so if I see something, I can emulate it and then eventually teach myself how to do it. So I taught myself how to write, and I had this grand concept, which actually is getting converted into books. It got picked up by a book agent. And I remember that was the first thing I ever wrote, and I took it to my friend who was an award-winning writer. And he said, you know, I you know, he was so busy, I had to like write a little bit of the script ahead of time to like show him this is the idea I want. And he said, told me, what do you need me for? This is amazing. And so that started my writing career. And I kept writing ever since. And then as a director, I had done like sketches and all that stuff. And then I had produced a film that I was supposed to co-direct. And there was just some stuff that didn't work out with confliction between me and the co-director. And so I didn't direct it. But ever since then, I've known, you know, eventually I have to get to this point to direct. I'm very good at telling people what to do in the nicest of way. So here it is. I took the leap. And, you know, I think it will only help me as an actor as well, because I can control my career and where I'm going a little bit more, especially if I keep making films that get into festivals like this. Yeah.
Yes. And maybe also pick up an Academy Award qualification on Sunday at the closing ceremony?
That would be magnificent. That would be wonderful, amazing. I wish I knew how to say magnificent in French. Or is it le magnificent?
Magnifique.
Le magnifique. So, or no, la magnifique. Yes. So that would be amazing. I got to watch, actually, Nawad last year, you know, and with the red suitcase, go to the Academy Awards, and you know, I got to see their experience, and that would be a dream come true.
Absolutely, and Voi didn't pick up the Academy Award this year. It was actually number two, and such a beautiful film.
Yes.
Your film Touch already screened. However, the audience can still watch it on BitPix. Mm-hmm. It's the Holy Shorts Film Festival platform. I believe it runs until next week, and yes, we are crossing our fingers for you and Touch on Sunday.
Yes, and I have submitted it to more festivals, some major festivals, so hopefully we'll know coming up. I've submitted it to Sundance and South by Southwest and Raindance and all these festivals, so hopefully we can get in some of them and people can see it all in other places as well. So
we wish Touch an amazing international tour. Merci beaucoup, Nicolas. C'était pour la Radio du Cinéma.